Good morning. This is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Wednesday, 13th of February. Firstly, in the Philippines, police have confirmed yesterday that a package retrieved by fishermen off the coast of Vinzons Town in the eastern province of Camarines Norte of Luzon contained cocaine worth $86,000. The drug enforcement agency of the country has reported that between 2016 and to 2018, more than 5,000 people were killed in the anti-drug trafficking operations by the police. Philippines Commission on Human Rights alleged that the deaths could be as high as 27,000, and investigating the deaths was complex because police withheld records on anti-drug operations. Clients are advised to be aware of the armed encounters between the police and the criminal gangs frequently reported in major cities in the Philippines, including in the capital city, Manila. In Papua New Guinea, landslides caused by heavy rains have killed a man and destroyed many houses in the rain coast district of northern Madang province last week. The flood situation is critical due to a swelling lake near Boroki village in the Finisterre range. The Ramu Highway, Suriname Bridge, and several other roads have been inundated by heavy rain, causing traffic chaos. Continuous heavy rains also along Yusino Pondi and Middle Ramu and Ray Coast districts in the Madang province is forcing various creeks and streams to burst their banks, destroying roads and bridges. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to Madang province until the heavy rains recede. In Indonesia, Mount Dokono volcano on the eastern island of Halmahera has been spewing ash since yesterday, with continuous fog exploding from the main crater. The Volcanic Survey of Indonesia has put Dokono on a level 2 alert as the volcano is spewing out 7,000 feet of ash. The local authorities have warned people should not travel near the volcano, and an aviation notice has been issued advising pilots not to fly near the crater. A separate warning for people traveling nearby says that volcanic ash could be dangerous to the respiratory system. Clients are advised to avoid the Halmahera Islands and expect air travel delays in the region. Non-members can check us out at www.epacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessment on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.